Now's the time when, you know, we don't go for great speakers up here. We go for talkers, for people that talk from their heart. And that's what this young lady's going to do tonight. She's going to talk from her heart. And she's got a beautiful heart. She's just one of the sweetest ladies that you'll ever, ever meet. Actually, this young lady, every one of you are going to enjoy her. She's a mommy. She's a wonderful lady. But she doesn't have as clear English as I need, but she's getting it. That's right, she is perfect. Did you hear her say that? Yes, I love this lady. This is our Claudia.
Well, yes, my English is not that perfect. So if you don't understand something, just raise your hand. I'm just kidding. So this is something that I wanted to talk about for a long time because it's something that is really, really important for me. And I don't think people talk about it too much because, I don't know, shame, because it's just a difficult topic to talk about. I don't want to be a downer, but it's just, I think it's really important for me to share my experience. So, and I hope it helps somebody, at least one person. So, I'm going to talk about my mom to start with. I have just three really vague memories of my mom. One, in a house that I live in Mexico, there was a power outage. And I just remember that, they bring my mom out to the living room, and I was like very curious about why she was always away on her bedroom, but I never asked anything. The second time was, I think my dad decided to take everybody on vacations, and we were in a hotel, and I remember my mom asking me to try to drink some milk because I hated milk. I still do. I don't like it. And that's pretty much all I remember when I was a little girl. I was about 5. Then, six, 7 months later, my mom wasn't there anymore. But I really never knew, you know, I never really saw her. I knew that she... I just knew that she wasn't there. My sister one day took me to have an ice cream and said, you know what, my mom died. And I did not ask anything. I did not question anything. I was just 6 years old. And later on, months later, I did my first communion. Everything was ready for that, so they never canceled anything. And I remember... that I was sleeping in my bed, and all of a sudden I see a silhouette of somebody, and I hear my dad brushing his teeth. He will wake up very early in the morning, 5 o'clock or something. So I knew it wasn't him. My sister was in the bedroom with me, and I knew it wasn't a person. It was something. So I saw the silhouette, and I saw my first communion dress there. And I just knew that it was my mom. But I was very, very scared. I froze. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. Later on, my dad went looking around around the house and see if somebody just break in or something. But I knew it was my mom. So what happened is that... years and years and years, I thought just my mom just died from, you know, a heart attack or a horrible accident or something happened, but I was not supposed to ask. Nobody told me not to ask, but nobody asked, talked to me about it. So it was clear, very clear for me that I shouldn't talk about it or nobody will talk about it. So everything was a big secret. And my confusion lasted years and years. I was about 30 years old, or 35 probably. And I was about to come to the United States to marry my daughter's dad. And my sister, all of the blue, said, "Claudia, do you know how my mom died?" And I said, "No." And she just said, "Well, she committed suicide." So it was a big shock for me because it never went to my head. I could imagine anything you can think of, horrible things and a thousand things, but it never came to my head. And she told me, "If you have any questions, just ask me." And I just couldn't. I couldn't ask. I didn't want to know. I really didn't want to know too much about it. And until I came to this church. But before that, many, many things I did. I went to a psychiatrist. I went to hypnosis, you name it. I will look for anything I could to be better and to just deal with these kinds of things. I really never did until I started coming, just before I started coming to this church, I met some people and they told me, "Well, do you know that people that commit suicide, they go to hell and they are in a horrible place and they will never see the light of day. They will never have peace in their hearts." I was devastated. And it wasn't just them. To my sisters, the Catholic Church, they were not very helpful either. They believe in hell and they're going to be in the purgatory and they're going to be this and that. So I was really devastated and I was really sad about these things. But when I came to church, I wasn't very open about it. But I remember my first message. It was David. And he saw my grandma. And he told me all these things. And I was like, "Okay, this is weird. I don't think anybody knows that my grandma saw these sequences and stuff in dresses. Like, how could somebody know that?" So I started coming every Wednesday. This is like about 2-3 years ago. So then I start coming to classes. In the classes, I have so much more healing that I could never expect. I could have years of therapy, and I could take any medication you want to name. I could do anything. But one class was so much healing. It was just so amazing what you see. And it was so revealing that pretty much every other people know somebody that is either depressed or commit suicide. It's just so overwhelming, but nobody talks about it. And that's what I learned in these classes, is just so many people and so much the pain that suicide causes to all the people in the family. They break families. It's just devastating. Just to give you an idea, I know it's not my story, but it's my sister's story. We are six sisters. And my older sister, she got the whole package. She was 20 years old when this happened. And she had to take care of me and my sister that was then like 17 or so. So can you imagine being 20 and say, like, you are in charge of the whole thing, the whole house, you are going to charge to do the meals, you are going to be the mom now, without even saying a word. She just took over, she raised us, and thankfully she's healing. She talks about it, and she's doing okay. My second older sister is the one that talked to me about it, but it's just... It caused so much damage in my family. We are six and we rarely get together because there's always something going on. And believe it or not, it's all just pain. It's pain that sometimes we don't want to like face, but if it's, if we just I know it's super hard, but if we just like face all the fear and all the things that bother us, I promise you it's going to get better, but we need to face it. I have some other sisters that never got help. They never going to talk about it. They just, you know, are not doing that great. One of my sisters even became a medical doctor because she was there when it happened, and she was trying to save my mom. And she studied herself like you have no idea to be a doctor and be able to help somebody. So it's really difficult, these situations, but I think it's very important because, let me tell you something, if somebody have talked to me when I was younger and said, you know what, sometimes when you feel, I will sleep, like when I was 18 or so, I will sleep for days at a time. I was depressed. Nobody talked to me about it. I didn't know about it. I was just like in my bed or eating or not eating or just sleeping. I was smoking cigarettes like a pack a day. I was, nobody talked to me about it. And one day I just decided, you know what? I have nothing to, in this world. And this was the most difficult thing to face because one day, all of a sudden, all those days that I was sleeping and just being sad, I actually tried to commit suicide myself. And nobody knew this ever. It's the first time I talk in public about it. I just talked to my daughter and my friend that saved my life because she did. This is the most difficult part. On top of the depression, you have to live with the shame, like, oh my goodness, what? I wouldn't be able to have my beautiful kids and have my life the beautiful that it is if I should, like, committed suicide. It's so difficult for me, that part to face. But thankfully, I believe in God stories. That was a God story because I just swallowed every pill that I found. I don't know what I take. I didn't know. I have no idea what it was. Just whatever I found. And a friend called me and said, oh, we need to go to this party because somebody wants to meet you and whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. And I thought I was not going to make it, but I got dressed and I love to dance. So I danced myself off. So I think that saved me too. And I just told that friend the next day, I said, you know what? Before you pick me up for the party, I took all these pills and I don't feel okay. I was numb. My face was numb. I was like really like intoxicated. And she spent the whole day with me. And thanks to her, and I thank her like a few, I found her on Facebook not long time ago, and I told her that I really, really think that she saved my life. She was an angel that saved my life, because otherwise I wouldn't be here. And so if I have talked to somebody about it, and somebody told me, there is hope, we need to take you to the doctor, or just explain what depression is, because you don't know. I didn't know. I just was just sad. I was like empty. I was like numbed. I didn't. And it's not that I was super sad, crying the whole day. It was just nothing. And I think if we talk about it, and if we see our kids are having a hard time, or is taking longer time, it's like sadness is taking a longer time, just get help. It's very important because, like I told you, if somebody have talked to me about it, after my sister told me that my mom committed suicide, I was like, I have all this guilt and all this thing. And I said, I will never do that to my family. I will never do that to my kids. I will never do that to my sisters. It's just not something that, that I will do if somebody had told me about it. And then I understood all the pain and all the things that caused that event. So the good thing, sorry, I didn't want to be down there, but the good thing about it is like I talked to Millie and she, we were having dinner and she told me, who's this lady with a C and and this and that. And to tell you the truth, I think I blocked my mom for showing up to me because I was so scared about it that I thought she would never come and see me again. But Millie told me about it and she explained me so nicely. She said, your mom was having a hard time. I didn't tell her anything. Your mom was having a hard time. She has so many pregnancies. We were six. And between every pregnancy, she had a miscarriage or two. So can you imagine what her body was going through and all those after postpartum depression and all these things that were accumulating? I know there was no too much hope for her in that time, but I think if we just take the first sign that we have, if we know that this is not a normal or sadness or there's nothing going on and you're just like sad and you just can't get out of that, please get help. There's so many things, like I told you, but this is just amazing. For me, it's been like I just can't explain to you what the Millie's classes have done for me and Millie, because it just changed my mind. And knowing that they're okay, that was a big deal for me. Knowing that they can come and talk to you, and she came many times already. So knowing that they can come and talk to you, and they're listening to you, and they're fine. They're not rotten in hell. They are not like in being punished for life. It's just so, so relieving for me. It was a big thing because I was really worried about that. I was really, I heard so many horrible things and I'm like, I can't believe that my mom is suffering for that. But no, she came and she's fine. And of course they have remorse. And of course they could, now that they're seeing that they're on the other side, they know that all the pain this caused. But believe me, when you're in depression, you have no idea what's going on around you. And you have no idea how much pain you can cause taking your life. You have no idea. So if you need help, if you want to talk, if you want to look for solutions, or if you want to look for any holistic way or go to the psychiatrist, there are so many things you can do. And I hope that this talk helped people to know that there is hope, because believe it or not, like if I can't believe I will miss all these beautiful, my kids and my family and all this beautiful work, my job, and all these beautiful things that are happening in my life, and knowing Millie, I don't know. It's just so much to lose, but there's always hope. Like if you take care of yourself, and it doesn't matter if you talk or write or scream it or cry, or the fact is we need to face it, and we need to just take that little step. Maybe not a huge step, but a little step. Maybe go to the doctor. Maybe see if a friend or somebody can help you. But always look for help. There's always help. So, like I told you, the most important thing that I learned from this experience is that gift, that knowing that you can talk to your loved ones, and they are there for you, and they are fine. And another very important thing that I learned in Millie's classes is, I thought when they come and talk to you, they say, they come and apologize. They need to apologize with me because they did this or they did that. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves first. And I wasn't forgiving myself. about what I tried to do when I was 18. I wasn't forgiving myself for that until now that I face it, and it was really difficult. I didn't cry too much today, but just to read it, it was so hard for me. I felt like I have like somebody like strangling me, and I couldn't say it. But now that I say it, it's so much better. And like I told you, say it, talk it, find help. It's very important, and it's. Life is worth every minute, every second. It's just so wonderful, and things are going to get better, always, always. But we need to face our fears, and we need to face our challenges. And if I can be of any help, and this help anybody, I'll be so happy for that. And thank you for listening for me and for Millie. That, well, I cannot tell you enough. She's...